This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School Football and Basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County Commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mount Lions successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Stationwide Insurance Agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Stumptown Ales Brewed in Davis, West Virginia. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. Miners and Merchants Bank, call the friendly bank for your next loan. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuities. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshaw, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sirianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and the Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins, and by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. And welcome everyone live to Kaiser. For tonight, we have a championship to be crowned. It's the Class Single A Region 2 Section 1 Championship against our Tucker County Mount Lions at 17-4 on the year against the East Hardy Cougars at 17-6 on the year. By the way, folks, these two teams split the regular season matchup during the season. They both won on their respective home floor, and 57-53, East Hardy won in Baker. Tucker won by a landslide, but that game was all the way back in December of this year, but this ought to be a good one here tonight. The place is packed on both sides. Both schools represented well here tonight for this big matchup between Tucker County and East Hardy. We'll come back and talk more about this matchup. I'll be joined by my partner Dave Hellmaker right after these messages here on TuckerCountySports.com. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School Football and Basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County Commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mount Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Stationwide Insurance Agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Stumptown Ales Brewed in Davis, West Virginia. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. Miners and Merchants Bank, call the friendly bank for your next loan. United Financial Service, auto, life, commercial insurance plus annuities. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshaw, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sirianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and the Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins. And Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. Okay, we're back here at Kaiser High School getting ready for Tucker County East Tardy Sectional Championship. Going here at courtside, well, I guess you call it courtside here behind the basket here at Kaiser High School by Dave Helmick. And Dave, this is an interesting matchup tonight, to say the least. These two teams know each other quite well, but two contrasting styles. Two teams have played totally different as well.
Yeah, they do, Chris, and we definitely are courtside, just not where everybody would think courtside. We're opposite the benches on the far corner, but yes, these teams different in the fact that you know one of them likes to grind you more, one of them likes to play up in your face defense, the other more of a freestyle play is East Tardy as far as their defense. They play a lot of zone, they play some zone, they play some, they'll switch it up. Tucker County mostly a man defense, but the one thing to watch tonight, Chris, is Tucker County been playing more of a full court man defense. Since that loss to East Tardy, they've installed a little run and jump, man, full court defense. They've been playing that a lot here lately, and, it's been affecting some teams.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting you say that, because I was talking to Chris Hahn before the game, and he feels that this floor will work to an advantage for his team when it comes to passing the basketball with more passing lanes available. And they're going to need that if Tucker's going to come out and play a full court man to man. I think that's going to make this game even more interesting since Tucker has done that. Of course, East Tardy has watched that on film, and I'm sure has prepped for that. But tonight it's all about defense for Tucker, right? I mean, you got an East Tardy team that loves to shoot the three. It's AWT, Nate Smith and company.
And Maslacher's been making points here last few games. I think the last game he had five or six threes, so much more there, too.
Well, and he's the guy that can also trade off the dribble.
Right.
You know, more so than the other two I mentioned. He's a tough start. Is Maslacher. In fact, he's been the difference this year. Let's say he is the difference. The transfer from Hampshire is the difference for that team. Tucker's defense, one of the best in the state, single A, right? Well, they're going to have to show that tonight.
Yeah, and what happened the first time they met, we had that game. Maslacher didn't have a very good game against Tucker at Tucker. Really struggled. And it was the first part of the season, and I think Ashton Maslacher has got his legs and got his basketball legs back. And, and it's proven in the scoring that he's put up for them, and he's helped them out.
Sure has. It should be fun here tonight. Tucker County, I think offensively is better now than what they've been all year, don't you? The last couple of weeks, the offense has picked up on a level. Competition has been what it has in the past, in the earlier part of the year. But this Tucker offense, I thought, was kind of in mud a little bit there late January, in the first week or two of February. Now they're really slick on all cylinders, I believe.
Yeah, they are. And, the proof of that is they've won eight games in a row since that loss, and they've reeled off some really big wins, and I'm talking like really have put the points up on the board and killed some teams. Obviously, we talk about Union in the sectional game, throw that game out, but they have had big wins against Petersburg, Moorfield, Packers Valley. You can just go right down through the mix and played well against those teams and got output from other people. One thing that's changed, is Ethan Rosenhoff. He's actually led him in scoring off the bench in several of those games. So that's one thing East Tardy's got to count for is Rosenhoff. When he comes in, he's a knockdown three-point shooter, and he's brought that extra advantage for Tucker County.
Isn't it great to go to the bench and have a guy like that come in with instant energy?
Well, they also have some other guys coming off the bench, like Garrett Wilfall. He's really given some good minutes, off the bench. And, like I say, that's the different part about this team for Tucker County that, I think a lot of people don't understand. And I'll be honest with you, there in that mid stretch of the season, Trevin Bonner struggled a little bit. He's kind of got his group back. He had 27 in the first half the other night against Petersburg, ended up with 30 in the game. I think it was the Petersburg game. Petersburg or Tigers Valley, and had 27 in the first half. So, it's one of those things. This Tucker County team is capable of scoring some points, in bunches. So you got to be on guard all the time.
Well, you brought up a great point about Bonner. When they went into that little bit of a slump offensively, right there started to Trevin Bonner, but now he's starting to pick things up. I mean, he's a young man on the floor like this. He could have 30.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those kids when he gets hot. You know, like the other night, you know, they were backing, he was backing up, they quit guarding him, and he just back shot it, and everything was going in. He hit about three or four threes there in a row, and like I say, this Tucker County team very capable of that, and then, you know, there is those struggles that they had at East Hardy. You haven't seen many of them lately by Tucker, but, you know, that's what you're dealing with both these teams, able to get hot and able to, you know, put some points on the board.
You know, it's been a while since we've worked together. I'm not used to it.
Yeah, it has been a while.
This gym has so much history, Dave, and you're a big part of that as well, and myself. We've been here for some gigantic things in the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's a bunch of memories in this gym, and mostly good memories. So let them continue tonight for this Tucker County team, hopefully, and get a win here on this audio-only TuckerCountySports.com broadcast. We're glad you're joining us tonight. We're going old school tonight. No YouTube. So we're doing it the old style on the internet. If you're joining in, I'm glad you are. Thanks to sponsors who have came on board and helped us keep this audio going for these sports and these kids in this county and East Hardy as well, if you're listening in. But we're ready for starters here. And I don't know if you went through them yet, Chris.
I didn't, but they're getting ready to have the national anthem, I believe, here in just a matter of seconds. I believe that's what the PA announcer just said down below. And we'll wait here and check on that before we do anything with the starters. I'm going to quickly let you know that the referees tonight from the PVC board, George Getz. Also tonight, Jim Phillips and James Taylor. Those are your three officials from the Potomac Valley Board of Officiating. And I think we got time to squeeze in at least one set of starting lineups here, like Dave mentioned. Free starting, JWT at the point, a 5'8 junior averaging a team, points per game. Nate Smith, a two-guard, a 5'8 junior averaging eight. The wing, Ashton Hasbacher, a 6-foot senior averaging 16 points per game. The forwards, Jordan Pete, a 6-foot sophomore averaging seven. And Dawson Price, a 6'2 senior averaging 10 points per game for East Hardy. That's the difference here. East Hardy, you know, defensively, they're up against it with Jordan Pete and Dawson Price trying to guard the bigs and Owen Knott and Ashton Lickwagger. That's going to be a tough challenge for them tonight. Speaking of those two for Tucker, they're going to do the national anthem after they introduce the starters here. A little different than what I'm accustomed to. So let's keep the Tucker County starting lineup. 17-4, coached by Daniel Helmick. As the guard position, Maddox Anderson, a 5'10 junior, averaging around 8 points per game. Trevin Bonner, 5'11 and a sophomore, averaging 13 a game. Levi Bennett is a guard slash forward, I guess you could say, 6 foot and a senior, averaging 5. The forwards, Owen Knott, 6'5 and a junior, averaging 6. And Ashton Licklider, 6'5 and a junior, averaging 7. But the two off the bench that are key for this Mountain lot of the night, Ethan Rosenall, a 6 foot senior, averaging 9 a game, and Garrett Wilfong, a 6'3 sophomore, athletic sophomore that can jump out of the gym. He's averaging around 6 a game. So off that bench, you're getting around 15 points a game, Dave, on average, and sometimes more, and that could be key in this.
Yeah, it definitely could. And, you know, interviewing or actually announcing starters, like you said, Tucker County next. But, yeah, it definitely, I think if there's an advantage for Tucker County, it is the bench. That bench scoring for them has been huge, and it's carried them through some of these games. You know, I've looked back at their game at Pendleton. They struggled, and Ethan Rosenthal come in and hit some big threes and kind of got them going there and got them to the victory at Pendleton. Didn't quite happen at East Hardy, but Rosenthal did make a big run for them and got them back in that game, and they couldn't pull it off at the end. But nonetheless, these two teams split in the regular season, and if you hear, I believe, at Kaiser. And it's like old times here. We haven't done this for a while. COVID kind of forced us into, you know, a higher seed host. And neutral site games hasn't happened for a while in this section. So they're back this year, and it's what we had. We had the girls game down here last week, and not as good as crowd the last week as we do this week, obviously, but nice crowd on hand tonight for this game.
also want to thank Travis Miller, the athletic director here at Kaiser High School. Really nice young man. Really helped us get set up here tonight. Save one chair. Want to thank him. Okay, national anthem about to come. We'll come back with the fifth between East Tardy and Tucker for the sectional championship right after these messages here on TuckerCountySports.com. This Tucker County broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County sports. Jim's All-Star, hot food, cold beverages, and gas. Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Haskins Home Center in Southern State of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Stationwide Insurance Agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Stumptown Ales Brewed in Davis, West Virginia. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. Miners and Merchants Bank, call the Friendly Bank for your next loan. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance, plus a new Grand Slam Grill. Visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh-cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider.
All right, we're back. Ready for some action here.
Okay, we're ready to go. Tucker County white uniform, black letters. He's party four screen jerseys with the gold lettering. Tucker will come from, well, they're actually going to work towards us here in the first half, and they win the opening tip. And here we go. We're underway in Kaiser. Maddox Anderson with the basketball, dribble draws into the front court. Out high, has it between the two circles straight away. Looks to the near side, goes. Bonner on the wing. Bonner with it. Into the lane. Trevin up with the left hand. This time, shot doesn't go. Rebound. Tip control. It's East Tardy basketball. Ashton Hasbacher. What a rebound. Hasbacher with the ball in the front court. It comes to Nate Smith. Smith nearly threw it away. Paid down high by Dawson Price. They go to the right side of Jordan Teese. He dribbles to the right baseline. Back to Price. Price is passed behind Hasbacher, but he was going to maintain possession of the basketball. Ashton Hasbacher dribbles way out high. Deep on the right side. Looks for a side screen. Doesn't get it. Bounces it right corner, deflected to it behind. Dawson Price is stolen by Tucker County. Owen Knott, and back on the mountain lines in the front court, right side. And it's on the baseline, slipping and falling. May have been fouled with Bonner, no call. Back comes East Tardy off the Tucker turnover. And it's Dawson Price. Price dribbles through the lane, dishes it right side. Hasbacher takes the three, double throw eight baseline. That's short, no good. Rebound cleared in the air by Owen Knott. And back comes Tucker the other way. They get the ball to Maddox Anderson. They'll restart things. Scoreless here. 6:50 to go in turning first quarter. On the right side in the corner, it's Bonner. On the wing right side is Anderson. They work around top of the circle. Levi Bennett back on the right side. Bonner open for three. It's off. Rebound. There's the offensive rebound. Ashton Licklider lays it up and in. Tucker leads early. 2-0.
Yeah, nice steal out by Licklider.
But they don't get back defensively, and Ashton Hasbacher with the layup in transition beats them down the floor. We're quickly tied at two. Tucker's got to get back defensively in this game here tonight. East Tardy has a really good speed in the transition game, especially off after missed shots or layups. They'll break out early. Far side is Levi, Bennett, top of the circle, Licklider. Back on the near side lane, it goes to Anderson. Into the post, not firm, 12-footer, short, no good. Rebound cleared. Ashton Hasbacher for East Tardy. He gets the far side of the floor to Jordan Teese. Teese with the basketball. Back to Hasbacher. Deep on the right wing extended. Hasbacher with the basketball. Still has it. Now dribbles back out high about 35 feet away. Hasbacher. Guarded there by Licklider. Bounces the high post to Price. Back to Ashton. His pass deflected. Stolen by Maddox Anderson. Trying to throw it off in East Tardy body. He did. Ball stays a sucker.
Yeah, nice heads-up play there by Anderson to get that steal and then throw it off the East Tardy player.
5:33 to go here in the first quarter. Side is two. Bonner, top of the circle. comes on the right side on the wing to Anderson. He'll dribble back out high between the circles. High post pass that goes to Ashton Licklider. Licklider dumps it for three. Outside shot, no good. Anderson rebound, loose, and told he started. It's Jordan Pete. Back come the Cougars. Tied at two. 5:05 to go first quarter. Quickly, Nate Smith drives left side, and he fouls.
Well, foul's going to be on a little bit of slight contact there, but they call it Bonner's first, team first.
He started basketball out underneath. They get it out high to JWC. And his pocket was picked. Stolen Anderson. He drops through some scores. Maddox Anderson.
There's the speed of Maddox Anderson. We see it on the football field. Definitely see it right there with the two-point basket.
And we talk about JWC for speed. The boy Anderson probably the fastest guy on the floor. There's a steal by Licklider. Back comes Tucker with Anderson. And they'll work it back out. Top of the circle with Levi Bennett. Back on the right wing. Extended it goes to Bonner. Top of the circle to Anderson. Straight away. About 25 feet out. Anderson looks inside for Knott. And now he goes to him at the high post. Knott is back to the basket. Dumps it back to Maddox Anderson. Inside. Shot put up. Licklider missed it strong over the rim. Rebound cleared by Nate Smith. Back they come. Left side of the floor. Ashton Hasslacher. Hasslacher out high. It goes to JWT. Guarded there by Maddox Anderson. 4:10 to go first quarter. 4-2 is the Tucker. Heath. High post pass to Dawson Price. Price. Left hand shot. No. He fouled. As he beat Knott off the dribble and Knott fouling from behind. Two shots to line for Dawson Price.
Yeah, it looked like Knott was forcing left. He went left and then he was out of position. And a little head fake by Price gets Knott in the air and draws the foul.
It'll be a tough guard. Talk about this in a second. Price's free throw is good. Now Dawson Price is 100% with that knee, but he still has a quickness advantage on both our post players, Dave. And we're going to have to be careful with him. They want to play off him just a hair.
Yeah,
I can beat you from the outside.
Yeah, I'd make sure he doesn't drive and make him shoot that foul line jump shot if he can and take your chances.
Price makes both free throws at the line, ties the game at four. And back comes Tucker County. Into the game now for East Hardy is Evan Hamilton.
A little pressure here by East Hardy. Broken by Tucker.
Dumps it far side of the floor to Anderson. He'll fake the pass. Now shoots the three and misses. Licklider on the rebound. The putback is off. Bennett follows it up. And scores it off the window.
Offensive rebound there by Licklider and Bennett.
And there's a steal. Trevin Bonner back the other way. In transition, Bonner layup. No good. Licklider cleans it up and scores it.
Yeah, good job on the boards by Licklider again.
8-4, Tucker by four. That's the Hasslacher with the basketball, top of the circle. Works it back out, picks up his dribble, dumps it deep left side. Nate Smith. Smith now has his pocket pick stolen by Maddox Anderson. Good defense by Anderson. That's three pickpockets by this Tucker County defense.
They're jumping that dribble handoff, and they're jumping it well, Chris.
Anderson with it out high, guarded there by the aforementioned Smith. Now he'll work it back to the left side, and he throws it away, jumping the pass in transition. Pete's layup is good.
Yeah, good job there by JWT. Anticipation there to get that steal.
8-6, Tucker County. Full token pressure by the Cougars. Tucker breaks it. Anderson with it out high, top of the circle. Works to the near side. On the wing extended. Back top of the foul line. It goes to Licklider. Dumps it on the left wing to Bennett. Gets the pass right side. Open for three. Bonner short. Or Anderson short. No good. Rebound. Back comes the Cougars. Long pass down the floor. Top of Pete. Pete posts up his defender, Anderson. Puts up the shot, no good, and Anderson fouls him.
Yeah, too deep there, and Anderson just commits the foul, and fouls mounting up here for Tucker. Already, three or four team fouls for them.
That's three, you're right.
And all on different people, but timeout here, I think.
Yeah, 2:20 to go, first quarter, we got a below. Timeout, he started.
30-second timeout, we'll keep it here.
8-6 is the Tucker County lead with 2:20 to go here in this first quarter. Kind of a weird first quarter here, Dave. You can't really say they're feeling that one. They're both kind of run up and down the floor. We've seen some shots missed. We've seen some good defense. And I think, as expected, these teams a little bit tight. I think when it comes to their offense from the outside, you see the guards not shooting the ball well yet. that may change, but it's been the transition left. It's been the defense. It's been the story.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of turnovers here for East Tardy. 2, 4, 6 turnovers for them already, just 2 for Tucker. And you, if you're Tucker over there, you're probably thinking you should be up by more, and you're leading the turnover battle 6-2. But, you know, East Tardy's negated that a little bit with their speed after the bucket. After one bucket Tucker made, they raced to the other floor. They're in the floor and got a layup, so, and they're drawing fouls. So, foul for East Tardy to bring it back.
JWT says free throw is up, and it's good. Excellent foul shooter is team, 85% free throw shooter on the year. Draws the Cougars from within one, it's 8-7. Second free throw up, off the right side of the rim, no good. Garrett Wilfong in the game, pulls down the rebound. Also, Ethan Rosenhall is in the game. There he is, open for three. He hit it. That's what Rosenhall can do. Comes off the bench and hits up that shot.
Yep, he's ready. He's locked and loaded. Why, he's still sitting on the bench, I think, sometimes.
Three on the other end. Ashlacher is no good off the rim. Ashton Licklider scores for the rebound. Gets it to Levi Bennett. Back comes Tucker the other way. Rosenhall, they work it around left side. Open for three. Bonner, short rebound. He's Tardy. Back they come with Evan Hamilton. Hamilton, the freshman, right side to JWT. He'll stop. He'll pop a three. And Evan. JWT got the defender in the air. The dribble was left and hit the three. Draws the Cougars within one. It's 11-10. Levi Bennett has the ball way out high, deep on the left side. Swings it to Rosenhall between the two circles. Rosenhall back to Bennett, left wing, open three. Got it. Levi Bennett for three.
Yeah, if there's one thing that didn't happen the last time they played, they did not get much scoring on the three from anybody but Rosenhall. There's a good time for Tucker. Levi Bennett hitting the three.
So just as I said, either team are hitting outside spots. Three of them have went down since the last time out and driving up for East Tardy. 4 fouls called against Tucker.
And that's going to be on Bonner. I think it's second.
Oh, that's dangerous. Yep, you're right. That brings Maddox Anderson back into the game.
And it's really not much there. Not impeding the movement was the defender, and they call that. It's twice they've called that same foul. So it'll put Bonner on the bench.
I think in a game like this, the way both teams play, that's a...
I would think, but, you know, as long as they're calling it both ways, that's what really matters. You adjust to that, and we'll see how that works out. But right now, it's 4-0.
Ball loose
on the foul.
Sorry, Dave. Ball loose on the floor. Nice steal. Good help defense in there. Forced a deflection and a steal. Anderson with 3 steals in this quarter. Inside. Wilfong against Price. Plays it up. Got it. Garrett Wilfong for 2.
That's a nice take there by Wilfong.
Boy, has he improved a lot since December? Wow.
Yeah. It didn't play against Union. Was out 6. So, first action for a while.
16-10, Tucker, driving to the basket with Teague. Shot doesn't go. Rebound. Licklider had it poked away by Teague. Price then lost the ball on the floor. It's still loose. It comes out high to Ashton Hashlacher. He's fading away. The three's no good. Another rebound for Tardy is Hamilton. And Evan Hamilton drives in the lane. The freshman fouled on the floor. Man, that's tight. Another drive to the basket. A 4 foul called against Tucker, I believe.
The same tight foul, too. I mean, it's been 3 of them. It's been the same. And I think by the same as you got to adjust. It's 5-0, though, on the fouls, and that's fouls on Bennett, his first.
Teague's fifth.
Yep.
Evan Hamilton back on the left corner goes to Jordan Teague. Teague dribbles left baseline, shot up and in. Boy, no help that time. Teague has the open look for 2, and that's how this quarter comes to a close. At the end of 1. In the Class Single-A Region 2 Section 1 Championship, Tucker County off to a good start shooting from the outside. But Tucker County sees East Tardy staying right with them. 16-12 Mount Line at the end of the second quarter right after this here on TuckerCountySports.com. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Patty Nichols, attorney at law. Jim's All-Star. Mike Rosen. Tucker County Commissioner, Fargo Insurance Group, Miners and Merchants Bank, Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons, Mr. Pizza of Parsons, Robert Estates Incorporated, United Financial Service, and Black Grand Slam Thrill. And now back to more exciting Mount Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. Well, good start here for Tucker offensively. Defensively as well, Dave. They're staying right with them. We've seen at least 3 or 4 steals by Tucker in this Maddox Anderson has 3 steals as well. Those 4 or 5, I could say, in this first quarter.
Yeah, 7 turnovers for East Hardy in that first quarter. Just 3 for Tucker. Not charging steals, I guess I should be. I'm used to doing points, rebounds, and turnovers all while doing play-by-play. But you're right, Tucker's in the passing lanes. They just need to take advantage now when they get these live ball turnovers.
Okay, second quarter underway. Evan Hamilton, I post pass the anticipated other passing lane. It's Garrett Wilfong. He drives. He shoots. He's fouled. No call. He scores.
That's the same foul they're calling at the other end. Called it.
We did.
They did. It's still 5-0.
18-12. Hasbacher dribbles the baseline. Throws it back out. That's over and back. Yes, sir.
Over and back. Violation against the Cougs.
Yeah, and turnovers mounting here as 2 right off the bat here for East Hardy to go up to 9 for the game already. And we're just not even a minute into the second quarter.
Alex Anderson runs the point for this Mount Lyons team. The junior has it out high, dribbles from the near side wing extended. Looks for Bennett. He's covered. And then gets it back out high.
Rosenall with it.
Rosenall, I'm shielded by the referee. Shoots the three from the top of the circle and hits it.
Yeah, he backed up, and the defense didn't go with him, and he nailed it.
21-29. Nate Smith passed left side to Hasbacher. Ashton's been quiet so far, and that's fine with us. Hasbacher, the Hampshire transfer, delivers the top of the circle to Nate Smith. Smith around the side screen. Puts the basketball back to Jordan Keith. He takes the three, walks, and got away with it. You're right. And there's another pass stolen. It's Levi Bennett. Drives. Gets the defender by him. Stop, shoot, scores. 2 more. Timeout. Chris Horn.
Danger time for East Hardy here.
Dave, explain to the listeners back home how Tucker County defensively is getting all these steals by anticipating the passing lane.
Well, first thing they're doing, they're blowing up the ball screen, Chris, switching them really well, or they're blowing it up with the hedge, and East Hardy not able to get open, and then they're trying to reverse the ball, and, you know, Tucker County's doing a great job of anticipating those passing lanes on the backside. It was a great example. Levi Bennett got in that passing lane, come down. I thought he got away with a walk, but ball going East Hardy, so I guess it's a fair play. But he comes down, does a jump stop there, and gets the layup. And, you know, it went from, you know, early or late in that second or first quarter, Chris, it was like a 2-point game, if I remember right. And this Tucker County team's went on a heck of a run here, and then now they're up by 11.
You know, I mentioned all year long, once they could figure it out offensively on a consistent basis, this Tucker County team is going to be dangerous. Because all year, they definitely defend you, no doubt about that. They force turnovers. They do it without pressing. You mentioned exactly how they're doing it. And now they're finishing offensively on this end, and that's what's made them dangerous.
Well, the defense has amped up. I mean, let's face it, since that loss to East Hardy, the defense has gotten better, especially the on-ball defense, the full-court defense. It's definitely gotten better, and it's proven tonight here right off the bat.
JWT against that little three-quarter court pressure. Dribbles all the way inside to back out. 3 by Jordan is up, and his brother misses. No good. Rebound cleared by Tucker County. Kowanossi fouled.
First foul of the game against East Hardy.
Took almost a half. Looks like it's on Pete. There were 3 Cougars here. I think they get Pete. Yep, that's his first. Pete first. And the Cougars apply some token full court pressure. Anderson gets in the middle of the floor to Wilfong. In the front court, Aaron Quattro into the game. Quattro wide open him. Oh, and Knox blew the bunny, but the rebound back to Quattro, top of the foul line.
True.
He gets tripped, fell to the floor, no call. Back comes Pete starting. Smith pass in the front court to Jordan Pete. He pulls up on the dribble. Deep left side in the corner. And then there's another steal for Maddox Anderson. And Anderson had it lost, stolen by JWT. Foul on extended right. Hands it off to Nate Smith. He drives the right baseline. Had a tough block. I couldn't tell if it was Wilfong. It might have been Wilfong. Good block down low. Out of bounds. Ball goes to the Cougars.
Yeah, big time block there to send that thing into the stands. And he started to inbound.
Hasbacher, far side, gets it in to Nate Smith. Smith inside the left wing, hands it back to Ashton. Hasbacher pulls up 18-footer off the rim, though. Owen knocks on the rebound. Knox gets it ahead to Maddox Anderson. 23-12, Tucker's 5:38 turning first half.
And there's a lid on the basket, Chris Restore. He's not able to make a shot in a long time here.
Right side in the corner, it's Aaron Quattro. Had to go below his sneakers to pick up the pass. He gets it back from the post, shoots a three. Got it. Aaron Quattro for three.
Yep, and somebody said the depth of perception is going to hurt these teams, and not Tucker County. They're shooting the ball well here.
Well, Tucker's played in this gym a lot more than what he already has in the show. They're comfortable playing in here. 5:05 to go first half. Tucker up a 14. And the ball deflected. Another, nope, ball's going to stay at East Hardy off Tucker left. No, it is going to be off East Hardy. Tucker gets it back, I believe. No. I'm waiting for the referees to make the call here. Dawson Price is off the
down. They just pointed to East Hardy.
Wow, late call. I think Dawson Price thought it was definitely off them. He came to the other end. Okay.
Yeah, that was not a good call either. I don't think it touched him.
Jordan Peace inbounds at right corner to Evan Hamilton, the freshman. He hands to JWT. Deep in the right corner. Tucker really doing a good job on him. He dribbles into a double team and lost his stolen by Garrett Rofall. Back comes Tucker the other way. Left side. Pull up jumper for two. Quattro off the mark. Rebound by the little freshman, Evan Hamilton at 5'7". Long pass down the floor. Intercepted by Aaron Quattro, but then stolen back by Jordan Teat. Teat back out high to Dawson Price between the two circles. Price backs in against his defender. Hands it to Jordan Teat. His pass deep on the right side to Evan Hamilton, the freshman. 4:28 to go. His team down 14.
Look at this defense, Chris. This really good defense by Tucker here.
Yep. That's their identity. Top of the circle, Teat off the screen. Shoots a three. Back iron, front iron off. No good. Place of the rebound. It's Rosenau. Back comes Tucker. Near side, Aaron Quattro. Ooh, Rosenau almost stepped out of bounds. Gets it to Will Fong. Turn around Jay from 10. No good. Rebound, that's off Knox, out of bounds, East Hard is what I saw. Oops, they're going to give it to us. We'll take it.
So, Tucker County will inbound. Under their own basket, got some subs coming in here. Bonner coming in off the bench after picking up those two fouls, and Maddox Anderson checking in. Rosenau comes in. Now, good minutes by both of those kids.
Doubt about it. They played well. Bennett looks to get it in and does. Far side corner to Knott. Back on the left wing, they swing it around. Bonner, who's back in there for those two fouls. To Anderson, top of the key. High post, low post, bounce pass, look fighter to Bonner. And Bonner nearly threw it away. Goes out of bounds off East Hardy, up from JWT. I mean, inbound on the sideline, right in front of us, coming here from Levi Bennett. Throws it in the backcourt, Trevin Bonner. Anderson. Yeah, you're right. 20 instead of 10.
Referee's in the way.
They tend to do that. Anderson. Near side wing, Knox. Back to Maddox. Top of the key. They'll work it around. Left corner. Bonner. Throws it top of the circle. Knox for three. There,
yep.
Got it.
We'll take it.
Boy, it's a three-point party tonight, isn't it? I just hope we shoot like this in the second half. 29-12. Quickly, back East Hardy comes out of control. Ball somehow comes. Wilson. Back over to JWT. He misses a three wide to the right. No good. Didn't touch iron. Rebound Tucker.
That was a bad call there against East Hardy. He kicked the ball there and they didn't call it.
Anderson to Bennett, head of the key. Levi holds the ball. Back over to Knox. Knox spot about another three. Gets it to Bennett. He'll shoot the three and miss it. This time. Rebound off the shot is out of bounds to East Hardy.
Yeah, I didn't take a note of this run, but East Hardy has not scored in this quarter, and at this point it's 13-0 in this quarter for Tucker.
Yeah, it's at least, I'd say 15 or 16, maybe more. And we got blocked.
Oh my God.
That was a terrible call. What happened there was, not on extended right, Price got the ball and he turned the post back towards Knox. Knox fell backwards as Dawson Price
tried to take a charge and then they called a foul after the fact.
Yeah, and Dawson Price knocked Knox to the floor. Knox actually had good position.
6-1 is the foul count right here with Tucker. It's Tucker 6, he's 31.
But the call was so late, you know what I mean?
It's almost like he thought Owen not just tripping. And maybe that was the call, but I'm not sure.
I like to guess. I guess wrong.
To get? Never mind.
Guess what's a guess, right?
I didn't say you did.
I did, yeah. This is .com, right? And there's a steal by Licklider.
Another turnover from East Hardy. Now we got this ball's out of bounds to Tucker.
I know we're not keeping the staff of Tucker getting close to 10 steals in first half.
Well, yeah, definitely. And East Hardy's well over 10 turnovers. We'll give you that stat at halftime. But they're on pace for 20-plus for the game, and that's not a good formula to have.
2:10 to go in the first half. Tucker leads 29-12, and
they finally called a nickel dimer against East Hardy.
Yep. Well, they're going to try to even them up, I guess, now against the Cougars. And it's TWC, the second foul. That's even bigger news.
And here comes Rosenthal back into the game. Dawson Price will check out for East Hardy.
Levi Bell inbound the ball right in front of me. Instead, it's going to be Rosenthal to trigger it in.
Yeah, they're probably running. Maybe not.
Rosenthal lost it out high to Bennett. Back to Rosenthal off a ball screen.
Set play for him.
No good.
Set play for him.
Look at that rebound.
Yeah, he did walk.
But look at that rebound from Garrett Wolfram. Great rebound, although he did travel after that to get the ball.
Yeah, he hopped right before he took his dribble, and that's not called a lot, and they got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a rebound. He left at the highest point, passed that out of the air. Inside, another steal. This time, Levi Bennett. That left pass to Alexander. Anderson takes the pass, five, two scores, and one. And look at this. We got talking going on between Ashton Hasslacker and Maddox Anderson. Referees get between them.
They didn't get between them soon enough.
No.
The referees should have watched it. They should have been there sooner. That's a bad thing by the officials. There was almost a brawl there. And that's not a good thing by the officials. They need to get in there sooner. And the kids up in each other's face, that's fine. But the officials got to stand in there and separate that immediately. They stood and watched. And I don't know what they're going to call here. Nothing, I guess. Play on. Which is better than doing
some
technicals, but, you know, Max Anderson's pumped up. He got an M1, got up on, got back up, and got in the face of East Hardy, and a little shoving going on, and we play on.
Yeah, Ashton Hasslacker was the one who picked up the foul.
Up there by Max Anderson.
His free throw, no good. Rebound, Evan Hamilton. The one thing about Anderson, he faked the pass, and then he went straight to the basket with it, and all Ashton could do was foul. And I believe Hasslacker comes out of the game, and he does.
Look how much there's shading left for JWP. He don't even want to go left.
No, he doesn't. But he goes right, dumps it to Price.
That's what they're trying to force him not to do.
Exactly. Long three, up, back iron, no good. Rebound, Mattis Anderson. And 1:20 to go first half, 31-12.
And timeout by Tucker here.
Yep. 1:17 to go. Second quarter.
30-second timeout.
31-12 is the Tucker lead, and East Hardy has scored 0.
15 turnovers. For
and 12 points and 0 in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, 0 points, that's the big thing. This has been a 16-0 run here in this quarter length. And I didn't mark it down in that into that second quarter, Chris, but I'm sure it's more than 16. But a 16-0 quarter here by Tucker is really kind of blew this thing open. And this is what at least we expected may happen if Tucker brought their defense and was able to affect East Hardy, and that's what they've done here early.
Well, and they've also brought their intensity. I mean, they played hard, and that's good to see. Of course, Tucker always usually plays that way, but in this game, I think losing at East Hardy made him even hungrier in a game like this tonight.
Yep.
Okay, out of the timeout, Tucker ball, far side of floor, if Anderson pulls up on that dribble, back out high, goes to Levi Bennett. He looks near track corner, instead he goes to the wing extended to Rosenthal, back circles. Bennett, dribble handoff to Maddox Anderson. Anderson examines that Cougar defense. This is a man. Anderson drives, dishes, Bennett open for three. Good.
Levi Bennett for three, his second of the game.
He's got 10 as well, 34-12. Dawson Price drives in. This is back to Evan Hamilton, top of the circle, to Nate Smith.
Mason with the basketball. Bounces out high to Price. Back to Smith. Smith to the right corner and back out. And they dribble handoff to Price. Price drives the baseline. Reverse layup. No good. He's fouled.
Absolutely terrible call. It was nothing. It was made up. 18-0 run here by Tucker in this quarter.
Is that what it is?
And okay. It's going to probably end here from an absolutely horrible call from the official. Sorry. There's no foul there.
Five left. No good on the first one.
It was a wind-up from Licklider and Wilfong, but they missed.
Price gets the first point of the quarter for his party as he hits the second free throw. 34-13. Back comes Tucker the other way. Anderson, top of the circle. At the high post, bounces Licklider. He turns, he drives, he shoots. He scores. Two underneath.
No answer there.
And that's what Licklider can do, really. That drive right there, as big and as wide as he can do it almost every time. 36-13, and everybody can get a shot off. What great Tucker defense in this second quarter applied to East Hardy. They come off the floor wondering, where did the basketball go? The ball went to the hands of Tucker, and it went the other way in the basket for points, and that's exactly what happened this second quarter as he outscored East Hardy 20-1. In that second quarter, to take a commanding 36-13 lead at the half. We'll come back for halftime show and tell you how Tucker did it and how East Hardy did right after this on TuckerCountySports.com. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law. Proud to support Tucker County Sports. Tim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenau, your Tucker County Commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern State of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County's nationwide insurance agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Stumptown Ales Brewed in Davis, West Virginia. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. Minor Bank, call the friendly bank for your next loan. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuities. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshaw, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Sterioni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins, and by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
All right, we're back here. Kaiser High School, Tucker County leads it at the half, 36-13. Dave Helmick with you. Chris George also by my side as we'll go through these stats here at this halftime, on this halftime break. But Tucker County outscores East Hardy in that second quarter 20-1, and the score was 16-12 at the end of the first quarter. Tucker County goes on a 20 run there to start the second quarter, and East Hardy gets a foul shot there at the end of the quarter to make it 20-1, but Tucker County in control here as they lead it 36-13, and Chris, bring you back into it here, but this Tucker County team has it clicking on all cylinders, especially the defensive end.
Well, it sure does, and it's been impressive. We knew the identity of this team coming into the year.
was defense. And then once they found themselves offensively, look out. And that's kind of where they've been. And I say that because they've had a lot of points off turnovers. I get that. But they've had six threes in the first half as well. And that's something this team can be. They've got shooters, no doubt. We knew how big they were inside, and we're starting to see that develop a little bit, too. We saw Ashton Lickfire just take the ball and go right to the basket. That's something he can do a lot of. Owen Knox can score inside as well. Levi Bennett, how about his first half? 10 first half points for him. You know, here's a senior that, you know, coming in average around 5 a game. We know that, and he's done that tonight. And we saw the bench come through again, didn't we? We talked about how they're getting about 15 points a game off their bench average tonight in the first half, 13. Points off the bench. That is big.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. When you have about 15 or 20 points off your bench a game to go with your starters, you can win a lot of games.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. And, you know, Rosenthal's been doing that. He came out and hit 2 threes. And Will Fong's been doing that also. So, you know, they got some production from the bench. And he started just totally out of their offense in that second quarter. Tucker had a pushed out that 30 feet. They weren't able to get in anything. Anytime they tried to do something with the pass, Tucker was in the passing lane. 15 turnovers for East Hardy in that first half.
Yeah, and you mentioned the steals. You also mentioned something during the broadcast that they're forcing them to go to the weak end.
Yes.
And they're struggling doing that. You mentioned how they're hedging screens and anticipating passing lanes. That's the story of this game.
Yes.
I know Tucker scored some points, but let's face it, they'll start from defensive end. That's their identity, and boy, they're doing it well.
A break. And we'll come back with the first half stats and second half action after these sponsorships. We want to thank them for coming on board and sponsoring all we do on TuckerCountySports.com, whether it be just the website or the audio we're doing tonight or on the audio on the YouTube. We appreciate the sponsors, and we'll hear from them right now.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenthal, your Tucker County commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home, State of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Stationwide Insurance Agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Stumptown Ales Brewed in Davis, West Virginia. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. Miners and Merchants Bank, call the friendly bank for your next loan. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuity. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canane Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshall, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sterianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and the Canane Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins, and by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. Okay, we're back here. Tucker County leading at the half for the Class Single A Region 2 Section 1 Championship over East Hardy, 36-13. The winner of this game will host the regional co-final next Thursday night. If Tucker County goes on to win this, they will host Tigers Valley next Thursday night, while the loser of this game will travel to Pendleton County next Thursday night. So that's why you want to win this game to host your regional final. Plus, more likely, I think it's take nothing away from Tigers Valley. Tucker would love to host that game and play Tigers Valley on their home floor instead of having to go to Pendleton County and take on a pretty decent Pendleton County team on the road next. First half stats before we start the third quarter. Maddox Sanderson, or check that for Tucker. Levi Bennett led the way with 10 first half points. Maddox Sanderson had 4. Owen Noss with 3. Ashton Licklider and Ethan Rosenthal both had 6 points apiece. Garrett Wolfong with 4. And Aaron Quasso with 3. 15 field goals for Tucker in the first half. 6 of them were 3. How about that? Only 0 for 1 at the line. 36 points. For East Hardy, 6 points for JWC. 2 points apiece for Ashton Hassacker. That's big. And Jordan T. And 3 for Dawson Price. The Cougars were held to 4 field goals in the first half, and they were 4 out of 6 at the line for their 13 points. In fact, in that second quarter, Tucker County outscored East Hardy in the second period 20-1 after outscoring the Cougars 16-12 in the first quarter. But all that being said, this East Hardy team fired up here in the third quarter, so you're going to have to match their intensity here in this third quarter start out. There's a wave coming, so if you're Chucky, you better answer it. And also, if you're Chucky, you better play at the same intensity and play that same type of defense you did in the first half and the second half. Do not lose it in the second half. This is an East Hardy team that is capable of coming back if you let them get hot. That's all I'm saying, Dave. It's important. You got a wave coming. You know, they're going to come out fired up here to start the third. And if you're Tucker, just keep doing what you're doing. Answer that tidal wave that's about to come, and you should be okay.
Yeah, that's the main thing here. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, I always tell my kids, my girls, the score is 0-0 again. Come out here and play, and play like it's 0-0 and keep the intensity up.
Okay, Tucker County has the basketball to start the third quarter of play. Out high with it is Hashflacker. Gets it to Maddox Anderson. Anderson to the foul line. Dumps it down low. Knox had his top block by Dawson Price. Ball goes out of that. That's where Knox has to go. He goes to the left hand, that's the left.
Yeah, exactly.
Price, or excuse me, Bennett inbound the basketball. Bennett looks to get in. Does. Deep left corner to Anderson. He's hammered, no call by Jordan Teets, and then Teets claps it away out of bounds.
Yeah, a little more intensity here from East Hardy on defense, which we expected.
Bennett inbounded. Throws it out high to Anderson, deep left wing. Anderson now dribbles back out high, top of the circle. Tim is that Cougar man-to-man. Anderson to the right side in front of his bench. Pulls up on a dribble, gets it out high to Owen Knott. Back left side to Bennett, to Knott, top of the circle. Back over to Anderson, wing right side, dumps it right corner to Bonner. Bonner dribbles the right baseline, up with the shot. Got intimidated by Price, missed the family rebound. A tie-up ensues between Licklider and Jordan Teets, and the arrow goes to East Hardy. Okay. 7:20 to go third quarter. Tucker still leads 36-13. Here comes Ashton Hassacher, who was held to 2 points in that first half. Dribbles the ball in the front court. Hassacher was out high guarded there by Licklider. Comes to near side corner to Nate Smith. Back to Hassacher. He dribbles the near side baseline. Pulls up 5-footer. Got it. Ashton Hassacher scores his 4th point, and it's 36-15.
Yeah, Ashton Licklider there got up there. He jumped. Probably should have stayed down, and Hassacher got the move on him.
Left side, Trevin Bonner. He's been quiet in this game offensively, but at any time he could explode. Bonner back over to Bennett, center of the key. Levi's pass, left side back to Anderson. Beyond the arc, Anderson high post to Licklider. He looks low, no one there, and they pop the ball down to his hip, and it's stolen. Back comes East Hardy's Nate Smith. Side of the floor. Gets his 2 hash blackers. Back out high. Teets drives. Teets dribbles it back out. Doesn't like the lane he has.
Doesn't like it left.
No, he doesn't. Far side to Ashton, hash blacker. Hash blacker with it to foul line. Backs it back out. 6:08 to go third quarter. East Hardy down 36-15.
Pass Flacker drives in the lane. Had a slap stolen by Levi Bennett. Quickly Tucker back to the way. Bonner open for three. Back rim no good. Rebound Nate Smith. Look out. They got JWP wide open. Great job. Anderson hustle back and knock it out of bounds.
There's that speed, Chris. Just dangerous speed there by Anderson. And that's one thing I think that a lot of people will underestimate from Tucker is the speed of these guards is absolutely unbelievable.
36-15. Far side inbound, something from Ashton Hasflacher gets it into backcourt. Jordan Teach. Back to Ashton Hasflacher, the Hampshire transfer. Teach tries to set a screen. Tucker doubles that, and in the lane, Price drives like a bull to the basket. Shot doesn't go, rebound not. Fanatics Anderson. Anderson, left side, Levi Bennett to the foul line. Thought about pulling up, does not go inside the post, not kick out Bonner, fakes the three. Bonner drives, dishes, Bennett open for three, looks good, it is good. 13 points for Levi Bennett.
And there's a good job by Bonner, realizing he's struggling, he penetrates and dishes it to Levi Bennett. That's good basketball right there.
Yeah, sure is, 39-15. Tucker gets patient, gets three out of that. And there's another turnover as Price cut in. The pass went wide of him, out of bounds. Cougars turn it over yet again.
Yeah, and Hasflacher yelling at his teammates. Not a good sign for East Hardy here. As trying to get back in it. Last person you want to be arguing with is your coach and your teammates.
I mean, East Hardy, Dave, as Bonner drives 50 scores.
Bonner with a nice move there. Maybe I'll get him going. 15 and a half. And now there's another one.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even see that one. I looked down on my book.
Yeah, I looked down as you asked me about the turnover. And balls off East Hardy, you'll go back to Tucker here.
Yeah, as soon as you look down, you missed something, right? 41-15, Tucker, 4:45 to go third quarter. Bonner, through the lane. Bonner, teardrop up. Good, count it for two.
Yeah, a little layup got him going here. That's what Bonner needed. Two back-to-back buckets for Bonner. Look out. He gets them in bunches here.
43-15, 4:33 to go, third quarter and winding. Ashton Hasflacher pulls up, hesitates, fires a three, front rim no good, like a laser beam. Rebound down to Maddox Anderson, he races it up the floor. Now he pulls up on the dribble, hands it to Levi Bennett. Bennett, top of the circle, thought about the three, underhands the pass, left side to Bonner, to the post. Bad pass, deflected, stolen by East. Comes Jordan Peake right in front of us, dribbles, and nice job, Levi Bennett. Picked his pocket like he owns it. Back comes Tucker the other way. Anderson pulls up. Jumper for two. Short off the rim. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. As Knox has his jersey grabbed and tugged by Dalton Wright.
And Jordan Deeth has to come out of the game.
I'm not sure what that was all about. As Wright had a hunk of Knox's jersey. He really jerked it off his body.
Well, that
got caught up in there or what?
To answer your question, at halftime, East Hardy had 15 turnovers to Tucker County 6. And we'll count them here again and see how many they've gotten in this third quarter, but 15 turnovers for East Hardy in that first half.
And Hasflacher drives, shoots, misses, no good. Not clobbered on the rebound by Ashton Hasflacher. Look at him talking to the smack. Referee needs to talk to both players here.
Yeah, he's only talking to Anderson, and that's just totally wrong. As he's the only one talking is Hasflacher.
Well, Maddox doesn't need to be clapping at Ashton Hasflacher either. So this has got to be settled down. This is where I think we got no technicals yet, but sooner or later I'm afraid something's going to happen here. It's gotten out of control a little bit.
What you got to be careful here if you're Tucker County, you're up by 30 points almost. And if you get ejected, you got to set out two games. So you're going to miss... You're going to miss the regional game, and then you're going to miss the first game in the state tournament if you win the regional. So that's where you got to be really smart.
Well, both coaches are also really smart. They get both the respective players out of the game from time.
Because you've got two games left. No matter what happens tonight, you got tonight and next week. Just depends on where you're going to play and who you're going to play.
And Rosenthal was unable to catch that pass on the sideline, far side, and it goes out of bounds to East Carter. I think the official... They're going to be a little bit more lenient than normal, knowing we don't want to kick someone out here, knowing what to be in the future here. So
19 turnovers for East Hardy, so they got four in this quarter alone.
Okay. High post pass, deflected back out to Nate Smith. the JWP, Keith drives against Fawner, or against, Fawner back out. Keith still has it in trouble, lobs it out high. They look to an official to Nate Smith. Smith top of the circle. Shoots a long shot for three, no good. Rebound Bennett. Good rebound by Levi Bennett. Secure the basketball away from Price. Gets it ahead to Trevin Bonner. Bonner quickly in the front court. Finds a cutting Will Fong. A little out of control. Back to Bonner. Long shot. Three. Good if it goes. No good. Rebound. Rosenau's shot misses from 12. Rosenau gets it back. They reverse the ball around the perimeter. Nice bounce pass inside. Oh, they're going to call traveling on Trevin Bonner. They're going to say he walked at the foul line before he dished that bounce pass. Down low to not. Up and in, but wave off the basket.
Yeah, nice ball movement by Tucker. Just got to get those feet organized.
43-15, 2:38 to go here in the third.
And one thing I'm seeing, Chris, is these stars just really frustrated.
That's, oh, no doubt.
That's where these fouls are coming. That's why these chirping's getting to them. They're frustrated.
Because this defense.
Yes.
They're not having their way tonight. I mean, they're not playing ball. At the foul line, it is Keith. Back over far side, long three, up short, no good. Rebound, not. Ahead to Bonner. Quickly Bonner back the other way. Leaves it for Rosenau. There walks. Rosenau dumps it back out to Bonner. Head to Keith. Three. Bennett looks good. This time it's a little short. Bennett gets the long rebound. It was slapped back to him. Bennett over to Trevin Bonner. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. 43-15. Bonner through the lane. Dumps it. Unselfish pass. Back out it goes to Rosenau. Long three. Up. Got it. 8-3 tonight for Tucker.
That's three of them for Rosenau off the bench. His double dribble to get away with it.
And there's Walk. Yep. Walk did not get away with that.
And Wilfong swatted it out of bounds afterwards. So a double dejection there for East Hardy.
You know, what makes Tucker so good defensively is their long arm plus their speed. And they're taught well, too. They're really taught well on how to defend, and that's what makes them so tough.
Well, and when this game's over, you know, if it's the same outcome as it is right now, one thing will be for sure is you can't go without practicing, and that's what happened to Tucker last time he took his play.
Drive by Bonner. He's thought to fight the back out high to Bennett. Back to Trevin. Gets it to Rosenau, right corner. Ethan lobs the back out high to Levi Bennett. Between the two circles. Bennett with the left-hand dribble. Pulls up just inside the arc. Bounces it down low. Will Bonner for three. Didn't quite handle that pass. The shot no good. Rebound not. Back to Wilfong. Jump stop. Dishes back out. Rosenau fakes. His defender by. His three's off the rim. No good. Wilfong on the rebound. Fourth chance. No good. They got a fifth chance. It's Bennett and he's fouled. Five chances at the round ball. Tucker. And a foul and he started.
Yeah, and that's been the big difference. Tucker has held. He started to just one shot, and they've secured the rebound. And then on the other end, Tucker County's pretty much been able to rebound every miss they've had and put it back in to a certain extent.
Jordan Keith picks up the foul, his first, Keith second. Inbound comes back out high to Trevin Bonner.
We're under 40 seconds to left in the third.
Bonner at the foul line, drives, had a shot block, this time rebound. It's Keith with 32 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor, Nathan Hamilton, now into the game for the first time. High post to Price, turn, nearly lost it, saves it far side of the floor to Mason Hamilton, the 5'7 freshman. Gets it out to Jordan Pete, he'll fire a three from the far side, no good. Rebound, Aaron Quattro. Quattro into the game now, brings it up the floor. Aaron now right side. Underhands it to Rosenau, clock at five. Got to be cognizant of the clock at two. At one, Rosenau from the foul line, shot short, no good. Into three from the Class A Region 2 Section 1 Championship, all Tucker. 46-15, they hold East Hardy to a mere 2 points in the third quarter. They've held them 3 points over their last two quarters of play. We'll come back in the fourth quarter after this on TuckerCountySports.com.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Medical Clinic, Stumptown Ale, Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, Kidwell Auto Parts, Bob Gutshaw, Cortland Acres, The Nature of Care, Mountain Valley Bank, Sirianni's Cafe, Specialized Podiatry Care, and by the Paint Store. And now back to more exciting Mountain Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. 46-15.
A 30-3 run since the first quarter, Chris.
That works.
That'll win you a game every time.
And the thing about it is, Dave, he's already 15 points and well over 20 turnovers at this point.
Yeah, he's already scored 12 points in the first quarter, folks. And they have scored just 3 cents, and we're starting the fourth.
Tucker basketball. And I look at Hasslackers back on the floor for East Hardy. Bonner dribbles in the lane. The runner from the right baseline, no good, rebound. J.W. Teets back the other way, gets it to Jordan Teets. He threw it off a Tucker player out of bounds, stays with East Hardy.
And one thing, Chris, Tucker's done this without their leading scorer having a good night.
Yeah.
Trevin Bonner only has, 4 points?
Yeah, you're right.
In this game, which is not his normal night.
He gets to Dawson Price. He posts, he turns, he shoots, he misses badly. Rebound, Rick Leiter to Aaron Quattro. Quattro up the floor with the basketball, had it stolen. Back comes J.W.T. Teets to the basket against Quattro. Had Quattro blocked his shot. Teets gets it back, and he's fouled. Either by Quattro or Licklider. It should be on Quattro, but let's see. No, they're going to give it to Licklider. I don't know why, but
Licklider. Good effort there by J.W.T.
Licklider's second, team first. Yeah, great effort by Teets. You're right. Got to give him credit.
Don Monick into the game for Tucker, the senior.
Alex Anderson back out there, too. So we'll watch Anderson and Hatchbacker on the floor now. That might be interesting. Shot put up and in. Counted for two. I didn't see.
Nate Smith?
Okay.
I think.
Okay,
we'll give it to Anderson.
Yeah, we'll give it to him. 46-17. They haven't scored since 5 o'clock, so I haven't figured out who it was. Inside, Tom Molinek didn't get to it because Ashton Hatchbacker did. He comes in front and steals the basketball. Ashton brings it up the floor, far side. Hasslacker hands it off to Jordan Teets. Teets with it, dribbles to the left side. Gets the pass. Right side, three. Ashton Hasslacker, it's good. I don't want to get sloppy, believe, but you want to finish strong, 46-20.
Yeah, it's a good shot by Hasslacker. They backed off of him, and he let it fly from three.
Anderson's pass to Garrett Wolf on the left wing. Wolf on the east at left corner for Quattro. Quattro with the basketball back to Don Molinek. Mattis Anderson head of the key. Right side, Garrett Wolf on. Back to Anderson and working over Molinek. He fades left. Shoot score. How about that? Don Molinek didn't square up right, but he still hit the shot nonetheless.
Yeah, good shooter Don Molinek is, and he proved it there. It was that nice look. Long two.
Long three from the far side. Missed by Ashton Hasslacker. And the rebound down the aforementioned Molinek. Bounces in the head to Rosenau. Rosenau, left side, Anderson. Anderson drives the baseline, dumps it back to Rosenau. Wide open three. Wide open, man.
You don't want to leave him wide open. He's got 4 threes in this game.
That's what he does, right? Three on the other end. Jordan Teets off the iron untied. No good. Rebound, pass, controlled. Dawson Price just can't elevate like he used to off that knee. On the other side, Aaron Foster, layup for transition is good.
Yeah, and this lead growing for Tucker, 53-20.
Sure is. Been fun to watch tonight. It's been a well-oiled machine. Hasslacker hands it off to Nate Smith around the screen, right wing. Top of the circle it goes. Teets, a long three straight away. Back iron clanks off. No good. Rebound bomb. Nate Molinek hands it to Mattis Anderson. Anderson, right side. Dribbles in the lane. Underhands it to Rosenau. Wide open three. Wide open. Just missed it.
In and out. Hard luck shot there.
Yeah. Quickly back comes Teets. Shot. Contact. No call. I thought that was on the ball. Good call by the referee. Back comes Garrett Wilfong. Wilfong. Layup in transition. Too strong. Off the window. No good. Back comes East Hardy off the net. Teets steps up. Long miss. Rebound Molinek. And Tucker's going to slow it down a little bit here. Why not? You're up by a ton. 53-20. 4:24 to go in quarter.
Yeah, I'd like to see the percentage for East Hardy there. They've got to be shooting about 15% from the field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nice bounce pass inside. Layup good. Rosenau
And a lot of that has to do with the Tucker defense, but a lot of it has, most of it has to do with they just can't get a shot to fall.
55-20. There's a walk on after the pass blocker. He throws a brick off the side of the backboard. Nearly broke it. Rebound.
Terrible shot.
Yeah, it was. Look at this. In transition layup. Wolfong good. Tucker beating them all over the place right now. Garrett Wolfong scores two more to give him six in the game.
And Tucker calls timeout here.
57-20.
30-second timeout. You're going to get some subs in here, I think.
I think it's safe to say that Ace Hardy is going to be traveling to Franklin to take on Pendleton County next Thursday. Their side for the third time this year on Thursday as well.
Well, and, you know, driving down here, we kind of both felt the same way. I felt like if this was going to be a good game, Tucker County was not going to play well, and that did not happen.
I mean, honestly, to take nothing away from East Cardinal, no. Had a great year. This is how this game should be right now. Let's face it.
Yeah,
maybe not quite.
It's not this bad because East Cardinal hasn't shot it well. But
Tucker's a 20-point better team.
But Tucker County has played defense. They haven't stood there and let East Cardinal shoot. And I'm sorry, some games you play, you have teams that play defense that way. They let you shoot. And you can't do that. And Tucker hasn't done that. That's why East Hardy only has 20 points with 3:40 left in this game.
This is why Tucker beat him by 25 or so in the regular season. It's the reverse playoff that Evan Hamilton is good. 57-22. Aaron Quattro now in, brings it up to four. Justin Roberson into the game now. Quattro pulls up, hands it back behind him to Rosenthal. High post to Olcar. Back over to Rosenthal, top of the key. To Dom Molinek. Molinek turns, shoots 15-footer. Good. There you go, Dom. I like it. Dom getting a little bit of revenge from football season. I like that.
Another turnover for East Hardy.
And it's good to get the starters out, get them some rest, especially getting out of Janice now this game. You don't want him and Axel Hasslacker getting involved in anything after the fact, so that's good. And the starters deserved it. They played an excellent game. 3 minutes to go, 59-22. And these kids deserve to play for Tucker, too. Rosenthal for three. Can it be again? This time a little off. No good. Rebound. Nate Smith. Smith. Hands it off inside. And that's four for Dawson Price on the assist for Mason Hamilton.
This is his first field goal of the game, if I got it right.
9:24. Aaron Quattro. Passes it to Rosenthal. Clock at 2:30 to go. To Roberson, left wing. Back in the corner, left side to Aaron Quattro, a senior. Quattro, high post, Molinek. Back to Aaron. Back to Aaron. Shoot again. He gets an open look. Roberson fakes the three.
Roberson
can
shoot it, too.
The lefty hits it.
Yeah, Justin Roberson, good three-point shooter as well for this Tucker team.
Saw that on JD this year. Quickly, they don't get back, and the first layup is up and in for Evan Hamilton. That'll make Rick Dolly happy. He's here watching his nephews play tonight. 62-26. There's a steal. Nate Smith stolen back by Rosenthal, but a recent foul called against Easton.
Yeah, Rick Dolly just come by me and patted me on the shoulder. And
I wonder why he was wearing these party sweatshirt.
That good game there from Tucker County. Rick was a good one.
We had two good bodyguards before the game, keeping us protected, Rick Dolly and Jeremy Botkin.
Two WV alumni.
Yeah. Long three straight away, no good. Missed there by Nate Smith.
One football, one basketball.
The way you look at them today, they both look like left tackles. You know, and they both did WVU proud, didn't they?
Yes,
really,
they did.
Both great players in the respective sports, and both have given back a lot to the state of West Virginia after they graduated. And now Jeremy Blackin back coaching his alma mater, which is neat. Of course, it was Franklin High School then, but still the same school. Long three, up. Roberson, just off, no good. Molinek from the rebound. He turns, he shoots, he hits the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound, Dawson Price. To Evan Hamilton. Hamilton throws it up, no good. Rebound, Cole Carr. Carr hands it off to Aaron Quattro. Quattro with a minute two to go. I always wonder why he never wore number four. Quattro, four, never thought of it. He thought Aaron Cinco, number five. High post, Molinek, back to Aaron Cinco, Quattro, Aaron Quatro backs up, given a lot to this program his last 4 years, now a senior. Quatro hands it to Ethan Rosenthal. He's going to hold it. No, no, Tucker will shoot again. Over 62-26.
If they get up in three, I can guarantee they will.
Quatro should. He's a senior. Why not? Quatro has it, passes it out high to Ethan Rosenthal. These two head coaches have a ton of respect for one another. We do, too. We like them both. Daniel Helmick and Chris Hahn, two close friends of ours.
How about this crowd, this cheering section for Tucker County? It's a doozy, just like it was Thursday night at the girls' game. The students come out in full force for Tucker County and community also. Great crowd for both teams, really, but not much cheering for East Hardy. Tucker County gets the win as the clock expires.
Tucker County comes to Kaiser, and just like they've done the last 20-plus years, they do what they always do. They come to Kaiser in the postseason and win big, no matter if it's male or female. Final score, 62-26. Tucker wins at their home away from home in Kaiser tonight. We'll come back on the postgame show and wrap it up and tell you what it means for the Mountain Lions and the Cougars in the postseason next week right after this on TuckerCountySports.com.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenthal, your Tucker County commissioner, wishing all high school Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Nationwide Insurance Agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Stumptown Ales Brewed in Davis, West Virginia. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. Miners and Merchants Bank, call the Friendly Bank for your next loan. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuity. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and your local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshaw, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sirianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and the Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins, and by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. Tucker County wins it. Class A Region 2 Section 1 champions yet again, 62-26 over East Hardy tonight here. High school is the fans go home happy on one side and the fans on the other side and realize that, you know, they're not as happy, but they know they have another chance to make it to Charleston. I'll tell you what, they have a great chance to make it to Charleston next week. They go to Pendleton County and play Pendleton, which they beat during the regular season one time. They split their regular season head-to-head to Pendleton and East Hardy. So both these teams we saw tonight very well could be in Charleston 2 weeks.
Yeah, they could, Chris. And, a different opponent, and you're on the road, but always have a chance as long as you got another game, and that's what they have, another game. Tucker County will host Taggart's Valley next Thursday, and that game will be on the YouTube page, thanks to a generous donor. We'll have that game for you. I believe Chris will be there calling it on the YouTube, so be sure to tune in there if you can't join us. And like I said, yep, there goes my good friend, Chad Van Meter from Hampshire, here to see this game. And you know, Chris, this is one of those things where he started, I really do believe this, you know, just not their night as far as shooting's concerned. Of course, Tucker had a lot to do with that. They just couldn't get shots the ball.
Well, you know, they had a lot to do with it because of their defense, right?
Right.
I mean, they doubled screens. They blew everything up. They stole a ton of passes. They anticipated passing lanes. They forced these targets with their weak hand. If the weak hand was their right hand or left hand, they forced them left or vice versa. That is what this team can do defensively. That is their identity.
Right.
And they finished in transition off opportunities off field and whatnot, and they hit 10-3.
Yeah, what you like to see is the buy-in. And what I mean by that is, like I said earlier, Trevon Barner was struggling. He penetrated out to a guy who's hit a couple threes, Levi Bennett, and got another three there in the third. That's what you like to see, especially me as a coach sitting here watching. You know, when you got a kid struggling, he's not still chucking up shots. He's getting guys involved who's made shots. That's how you win basketball games. That's how you play, and that's how the game should be played.
Well, you mentioned the buy-in. It also goes to your defense. Not a lot of teams play defense like this. They don't buy in defensively like you guys do with the girls and the boys here.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. The buy-in is what it was. You know, the defense has been way better. You know, since they lost that game in East Hardy, you know, the defense has gotten better. And it was evident tonight. You know, blowing up, like I said, blowing up the ball screens, out in the passing lane, you know, being active with their hands, being physical. You know, it was physical. You know, East Hardy not able to get in their offense, not able to cut, you know, as easily as they're accustomed to. So, you know, like you said, Tucker County had a lot to do with East Hardy's struggles. But I go back to this, and you know, when you take a look at this game, you'll see it in the box score a little bit. But when you combine the second and third quarter of this game, Tucker County outscores East Hardy 30-3. And anytime you get outscored 30-3 in a game, it's not good. And that was the difference, really, in this game. You know, it was only a 4-point game at the end of the first, and then it blew up after that.
Yeah, that's a big stat, 30-3. That doesn't happen every day, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it was 20-1 in the second quarter, 10-2 in the third quarter. And that was the difference, really, in this game. I know Tucker ended up winning by 30-plus, but 30-3 run combination for a team on the opposite end of that, and that's what happened.
Two in double figures tonight for Tucker. One has been double figures a lot this year, and that is Ethan Rosenhall. So congratulations to him, no doubt. But this guy stepped up tonight in a big way. It's a senior, Levi Bennett, 13-4.
Yeah, Levi Bennett hits three threes in this game, one in each quarter. He hits a two in the first, two in the second, and he made some big shots. And that first two and three that went down was big because, you know, it kept that first quarter rolling for him. And if there's anything that was a struggle for Tucker, it was getting going that first quarter. You know, they struggled a little bit, and then they got it figured out in that second and made it happen.
Yeah, and we also had a lot of steals tonight, too. That's the other thing is I'm hoping one of your girls didn't lose her eyesight there.
Well, she's dressed as an official. I figure that's why she's got the glasses on, but I'm just kind of guessing.
Well, for tonight, it pertained well at times. Didn't it?
Yes, she had all the giddy up there. You know, I'm sure they were chanting, I'm blind, I'm deaf, I want to be a ref, you know. So that's the student section for you. And Tucker County had some students here. And that's what you like to see too, Chris, the students coming out, supporting the team. I will say this, the student section we had at our game on Thursday for our girls' game against Pocahontas, absolutely phenomenal. And I wish you could have been there. One of the best student sections we've had at a girls' basketball game, maybe ever, that I've been involved with it. So kudos to them. We gave my whole team, we called timeout, we gave the student section kind of a standing ovation. And they gave Katie a standing ovation when I checked her out. It was a very cool moment if you weren't there. So I just wanted to say that. The student section came out tonight also, the crowd also. And great showing by these Tucker fans, which we knew that's what it was going to be. They like Kaiser too, and they've been coming down here for a long time. Like you said, they've had many successes coming down here, so, and tonight was no different.
Quickly, final stats for Tucker County, 2 in double figures, 14 points for Ethan Rosen, all 4 threes in that total, 13 points for Levi Bennett, he had 3 threes. Maddox Anderson finishes with 4 points, Trevin Bonner with 4, 3 points for Ella Knott, 6 for Aston Licklider, 6 points off the bench for Garrett Wilfong, Aaron Quattro has 5 points, Don Molinex finished with 4 points, and Justin Roberson finished with 3 points. For totals for Tucker, 16 twos, 10 threes. How about this stat? 0 for 1 at the foul line, 62 points. That's where that Kane came
in. Levi Bennett, right?
Yeah, that's where the Kane came into play a little bit there, I believe. So for East Tardy, the final stat.
That's a crazy stat.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? For the Cougars, nobody in double figures. 7 points for Ashton Hashbacher to lead the way. 6 for JWP. Nate Smith with 2. Jordan Keith with 2. Dawson Price points. Evan Hamilton with 4. They had 4 points off the bench from Evan Hamilton. That is it. 10 field goals is all they scored tonight. 2 of them were 3. 4 for 6 at the line. 1 feet, 6 points. 12 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, 11 in the fourth. Additional stats, Dave.
Yeah, the rebounding, Tucker County out rebounded East Hardy 33-15. And then on the turnovers, Tucker County ends up with 12 turnovers, East Hardy 21 turnovers, 15 of them in the first half. And Tucker County gets the win by the final of 62-26. And this will be the last audio broadcast. We did a little old school tonight and last week with the girls. A little old school audio only. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I'd have been here last week. I wasn't on the hospital
bed. Yeah, I know it may have been online with the video, but some of the people just like to listen to audio. Hopefully they tuned in. If not, it'll be out there for the archive for people to listen later. But just one of those things. I want to thank the sponsors for allowing us to do this. The TuckCountySports.com sponsors, whether it be, on the website or on our broadcast we have. They're the reason that we make this happen. And I want to thank Chris George for joining us tonight and making my job a little easier because, when I'm doing play-by-play and the points and rebounds and all that, I'm sure I'm making some mistakes. But nonetheless, I've had the last, two games by myself. It's kind of relaxing tonight to do one together. And we haven't had a game together for a while. So.
I'm just glad I'm vertical this week and not horizontal like I was last Thursday when the girls and you all cut.
Yeah, a little medical issue. We got that taken care of. We got him back here on the air, and we're glad to see him back. And good result tonight as Tucker County wins the sectional championship. They will host Taggart Valley next Thursday at 7 p.m. at Tucker County High School. And last comments from you, Chris.
One game away from Charleston. It'll be interesting to see where Tucker's seed will be. They'll definitely be a top 3 seed, no doubt. But first things first, they got to beat Taggart Valley. And Taggart Valley is one of those teams. They're kind of like East Carter. They got some kids that can score. They can shoot the 3. But defensively, if you go and you really bring that game plan tonight and the next Thursday, you're going to be fine. And I think Taggart Valley's biggest thing is confidence on the road at Tucker County. And Tucker blew them out at home not too long ago, and they beat him down Taggart Valley during the regular season as well. So it'll be the third time those two teams will play.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. Of course, you got to win another game, but the seeding will be definitely interesting next week when it comes out. And we'll end for that. And my girls will be in Charleston.
By the way, you have a big game coming up.
We'll be in Charleston, hopefully still watching.
What's the plan? When are you leaving?
We're planning to leave Wednesday morning, and we play Wednesday evening at 7:15 at the Charleston Coliseum and Convention Center. 7:15 p.m. game, and we play against Tulsa.
Tell us a little bit about the Lady Rebels.
So we'll have the 2 seed. They are the 7th, a pretty good team out of the southern part of West Virginia. Have two really good players and some role players to go along with that. So we got to play. We got our hands full. For a 7th seed, they're a pretty good opponent. So we're gonna have to play and play well. And you don't expect anything else. You're at the state tournament, so every game's gonna be important. And we got to just take it one game at a time and see where we can be. We got today before we can talk about Friday. And then, like you say, hopefully we can put three more together and get one.
All the history there between two teams that are at the state tournament, your 19th time in a row. Also, used to be a mainstay in Charleston as well.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but back in the 90s, Coach Kyle and his teams used to have the battles with Tulsa either in the semis, the first round, or the championship. And a quick fact for you, Rick Monroe, who was the coach then, is still the coach.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, over 400 wins for him.
Wow.
And he's been coaching for 30 years, I think.
Wow. Well,
29, 30 years. So Rick Monroe's still there and still head coach at Tulsa. So, you know, obviously a lot of history there and definitely something that I remember. I'm sure you do too. But, try to do our best and try to bring some hardware back to Tucker County next week. And
Wayne County against Tucker. Let's hope Tucker prevails.
We're going to wrap this thing up and get out of here. As I'll say, for Chris George, it's been Dave Helmick. Tucker wins it 62-26. Good night, everyone.